Essentially, what he's attempting to do is to change the topic to distract the public from what the issue is. The reality is that Larry Hogan, who's running for governor on the Maryland ticket, along with State Senator Don Quinn, have joined with me in asking voters not to vote for this extremist candidate and asking Republicans to disavow any relationship with him. We've also called on Annapolis Mayor Mike Panalitis to join with other elected officials who are Republicans in asking that he be disavowed.
You asked Steve Hsu the same thing?
We have asked Steve Hsu. Steve Hsu had publicly asked that he, meaning Peruca, give up his membership or association with the League of the South. Today, it's my understanding he's refused to do that.
By the fact that he brought up your past, is that a cheap shot, a fair criticism?
No, in politics, when you are losing, and he is losing in the public relations, you want to change the topic. So what he wants to try to do is make me the subject. But unfortunately, his record speaks for itself.
And your record is a matter of record, and we don't have to rehash those details. Now, he did bring up Eric Knowles, a couple of other African Americans with him today, who said, you know, he's not a racist. And he said, if anybody in the League of the South was considered a racist, I would repudiate them.
And what we have said is, we invite you to come to the Caucus of African American Leaders. If he feels that we've mischaracterized his position, that he's not a racist, that he is not a white supremacist, that he's not a bigot, we invite him to come and let's have a dialogue. Let's see whether or not the record we have matches his rhetoric.
This is a man who duly won the election, like it or not. Should he stay on the ballot? I mean, is this...
Absolutely.
You're not saying he shouldn't be on the ballot.
No, he absolutely should be on the ballot. And I think that this is a referendum for the voters of the 5th Councilmatic District. They have an opportunity to speak very loudly and very clearly when it comes to the subject of bigotry. The fact of the matter is, I am confident that once the voters of the 5th Councilmatic District know his record and his rhetoric, they will reject him.
He's also said that bringing this up is a distraction from the real issue, and the real issue is taxes, smaller government, that sort of thing.
No, that's one of the issues. But the other issue is having a representative that will represent all of the people. He believes that the national anthem should be Dixie. Many of us disagree with that. We do not believe that that's what the national anthem should be. And African Americans, Latinos, and others exist in his district, and they have the right to know that the council member that would represent them is someone that shares their values and their views.
And don't they simply have the right to vote for Patrick Armstrong instead?
Absolutely. They have the right to vote for or write in a candidate. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing that there are people who have decided that they cannot vote for Mr. Peruca and will write in a candidate.
You would want to sit down with him?
I'd love to sit down with him because I know John Lofton, who's one of his spokespersons. Yeah. I've known John Lofton for more than 20 years. I know what kind of extremist views he has. I know his position on various issues. I'd love the opportunity to sit down with Mr. Peruca and have him meet with his constituency.
The other thing Mr. Peruca mentioned, and I'm not going to pretend, I'm just going to get your opinion, I'm not going to pretend that you can speak for the Southern Poverty Law Center, but he called that a hate group. He cited what happened to the Family Research Council's, the attack there, which I think the Southern Poverty Law Center, if I'm not mistaken, denounced back in 2012, that, you know, they identified these groups as hate groups, somebody took it upon themselves to attack a purported hate group.
Right. The Southern Poverty Law Center is one of the most respected civil rights organizations in the nation. They don't need to be defended at all. Their record is sterling. They've had a record of more than 30 years of combating hate groups. And the federal government itself relies on the intelligence that they compile. So I think his notion to refer to them as less than a sterling civil rights organization is foolish.
Okay. I think that's all we need.